This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty.
This place is talking electric.
And that's Jerry Sprague. In 1985, Jerry quit his job and decided to follow his passion, music.
Like waves on the ocean. Swallows me deep from the shore.
But Jerry isn't the only person in his family with that passion. Jerry is in a band with his grandsons. So, Jerry, tell me how this all started.
Well, the whole family's musical. My father is 87 years old and still plays every Tuesday night at a VFW post on the west side of Lansing. I was in a band with my sons, and we traveled all over the upper Midwest in the early 90s as a band called Jerry and the Juveniles.
Now, three of your grandsons play music with you. Isaac is 21, Gabe 20, Samuel is 17. And I don't know, I guess when you think of rock bands traveling in their vans or tour buses, it's usually with people their own age. How does that work, you being the grandfather and being on tour with your three grandsons?
You know, until you see us, you really can't get wrap your head around it because it's hard to imagine. But we act more as peers than as relatives because we're all working for a common goal, which is creating good music.
Yeah, but there's got to be a time when you look at them and you just see that difference. You feel that difference in age.
There are times when we're rehearsing that I literally get a lump in my throat. You know, I was a very active grandfather with them. We're very close, probably closer than most grandparents and grandsons, but then we share this bond of music too.
Right. Did you used to play music with them when they were babies, toddlers?
We used to sing If You're Happy and You Know It types of songs. You know what I mean? So when they were little, we did a lot. I mean, I always had noisemakers and guitars laying around. More often than not, I would find peanut butter on the strings of my guitars, which was fine with me.
You know, you play right now, Jerry, in front of college students at bars late nights. What keeps you going?
This is an amazing way to work. And it's knowing the people. It's music is always new. You know, I'm always, because of the college students, they like hearing Johnny Cash and they like hearing Neil Diamond. But when Avicii came out with Wake Me Up, I had to learn that song. So it's always new.
And how does that work? I mean, there must be different influences for your grandsons from when they grew up and when you grew up. How do you reconcile that music together?
Somehow or other, they have embraced the poppy music that I have written, and not in a small way. They have really taken it to actually a whole other level, because adding their personalities into the music that I've written makes it even fresher.
30 days before September, warmer days that I remember. Memory is all I've left to keep. This wistful preoccupation interrupts my hibernation. Images of this inside my sleep. I'm still in that summer state of mind. I'm still in that summer state of mind.
You were a father at a very young age.
Yeah.
You were a grandfather at a very young age.
Yes.
How did
38
that,
years old.
How has it affected your life? Do you think it's let you take more risks? I mean, this idea that you quit your job and decided to follow your passion?
I actually have 10 grandchildren. So I think if there's ever been any kind of positive reaction to all this, is that those kids have watched me their entire life pursue my dream, and now they're in on it with me.
Yeah. I have to wonder, what is it like for your grandsons? I mean, when they tell their friends, their buddies, yeah, I'm in a band with my grandpa. I mean, what is that like?
I encourage them to bring their friends to rehearsals, and when they get there, their friends are astounded. Because, you know, like I said, it's hard to wrap your head around this idea of, young men and their grandfather performing music. But once they're there, once they're with us, they totally get it.
What would you tell other people who are looking at their families and maybe feel a disconnect, don't have that close relationship? What has that meant to you? And what would you tell other people who aren't able to quite figure out that relationship?
Oh, I think you have to take risks and reveal the person you are, and include family members in your life a lot. And, some people have sports in common and some people have arts in common. I think the more that you find some sort of common interest, the more you're going to draw each other into each other's lives.
Will I ever know?
Well, Jerry Sprague, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Thanks for taking the time talking with us. It's just such a great story.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Zoe.
All these things I need to know.
Jerry Sprague's CD is Summer State of Mind.
Every day I